Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I started doing some research, okay? How much does it cost me to buy the Starbucks coffee beans? And they made a coffee at home. Unused gym memberships are a waste of money. Canceling them can save you hundreds of dollars per year. You can walk for free. If you're just trying to lose weight, you can walk and do body exercises for free. Americans spend about $31 billion on bottled water annually. Only about 9% of plastic waste is recycled globally. We spend all this money to look better for who? For who? Y'all listen, let's be real. Everyday expenses have a sneaky way of draining out our bank accounts without us even realizing it. From morning coffee runs to Starbucks, to impulse buys at grocery stores because we're hungry while we're shopping, these seemingly small purchases can add up to a significant chunk of our monthly budget. In today's show, we'll explore 8 common money traps that many of us fall into and provide compelling reasons why cutting back or eliminating these expenses can lead to substantial savings over time. From the environmental impact of bottled water, I cannot believe I'm saying this, to the convenience of brewing coffee at your house. We'll dive into the stats and rationale behind each suggestion, helping you make more informed decisions about where your hard-earned money is going. But before we get into the number one, please make sure, please make sure that you are subscribed to this channel. 73% of you are who are watching me right now. 73% of you who are watching right now are not subscribed to the channel. You're not a part of the E3 community. So if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify podcast, can you please hit that subscribe button? If you're watching this on YouTube right now, live or watching the rerun, hey, hit that subscribe button. And also make sure you hit that like button, that thumbs up button, because we're trying to hit 1 million family members by the end of this year. And why, if you've been dating me this long, if you're liking the content, if you've learned something, why not join the E3 community? You see, my Bible says when 2 or 3 gather in His name, that's when He is in the midst. I'm trying to get 1 million people gathering together who want to experience more abundance, more wellness, more freedom. And we believe that it all depends on God, but we're going to work like it all depends on us. And if you want true financial freedom, hit that subscribe button. If you want to feel prosperous, if you want to feel like you just feel great, can you hit that subscribe button? Can you join us? Can you be a part of the family? I appreciate you. I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to do it right now. Hit that subscribe button. Come on, join the family. Here's the number one thing that I think we all just gotta cut. These are just normal fees. We don't really play around with it. We don't really worry about it. But here's the number one thing that here's one of the things we're gonna talk about. ATM fees. Okay, ATM fees are avoidable expenses. Planning your cash withdrawals can help you steer clear of these unnecessary changes. Why are you a member of Navy Federal Credit Union? They got offices all over the place, but you're going near the ATM near your house? No. Anthony, it's just $4.50. I get it. The average ATM fee is around $4.50 per transaction for out-of-network withdrawals. But did y'all know that Americans spend over $6 billion annually just on ATM fees alone? On ATM fees alone. What? Why? Why? So there's two things that you got to do. Number one, you got to get you, a bank that has a lot of different options for you to choose from. You know, I bank with Truist and M&T Bank. So Truist is pretty much in every major city that I go to that I've been attending. M&T Bank is my local bank here that I rock with for the business side of things. But there's ATMs pretty much in every a city in Maryland, in a DMV area. So I never go to another branch or another bank to get the money, right? But also, here's number two. I bank with an online bank as well, personally, and that's Chime. You see, Chime has no ATM fees. You see, Chime not only has no ATM fees, but they pay you 2 days earlier. Saving money on ATM fees. If you honestly go back and look at how much money you've spent on ATM fees, I want you to put that same money inside of my calculator and see how much money you've blown away. Oh, it's just $4.50. You're out of the country. Oh, it's just $10 to pull some money out of the ATM. No, how come you didn't go to your bank, pull out $1,000 cash, pull out $500 cash before going out of the country? We're throwing money away in ATM fees. This is why I love Chime, who is the official sponsor of today's show. As a matter of fact, check out this information to learn more about how you can get this amazing checking account. With summer here, our routine changes and so does our spending habits. Whether it's vacation, outdoor events, concerts, you name it, or even just enjoying the nice weather, it's easy to find ourselves spending a bit more during this season. But summer doesn't have to mean financial stress. In fact, it's a great time to really take advantage of this time. Here's some things, some amazing things my friends over at Chime are offering right now. If you get their checking account, you're going to get an early payday. You'll get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Check this out, ATM access. Now, this is not your regular ATM access. This is you utilizing over 60,000 free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. And these are all easily located within inside the Chime app. You can send and receive money with Chime. You can send money to anyone, anywhere, Chime users or not, and withdraw your cash without any fees. Listen, I need you to go over and check out my friends at chime.com/TTAO today. Open you up a checking account and I promise you, you will thank me later. Again, that's chime.com/TTAO. All right, let's get back to today's show. So check out my friends over at Chime, because I promise you right now, if you can save money on your ATM fees, you are going to be amazing. Here's number two. I'm about to upset somebody. I'm about to upset you all. But I got to say it. Bump Starbucks. Starbucks coffee is significantly more expensive than brewing your own at home. And frequent visits can drain your wallet, you guys. The average cost of a Starbucks coffee is around $3 to $5, depending on the size and the type of drink you get. If you buy Starbucks coffee 5 times a week, you will spend over $1,000 annually compared to just a fraction of that brewing your own. I've recently just got into a coffee. I've always been a tea guy, but I recently just got into coffee. And I started going to Starbucks because one of my good friends, I won't name her name, but one of my good friends turned me on to this amazing coffee. And I started going to Starbucks every day. And this drink was costing me about $6 every single day. Now, some of us were like, okay, that's just $6. But if I got this cup of coffee, $6, times that by six, let's just say I just go there six times a week. That's $36 a week. Times that by four. That's $144 a month. Times that by 12. That's $1,700 a year I'm spending on coffee. So when I started noticing, man, I'm spending a lot of money on coffee. Wait a minute. I stepped back, and let me tell you how upset I was. So my interior decorator bought me a very expensive coffee machine for my house. And I wasn't into coffee, but she was like, hey, your team may like coffee. My father and mom love the coffee machine because every time they come, oh, they kill that coffee machine. And they're like, hey, nah, we need coffee. So when I started doing the research, I was like, wait, I'm spending this much money on coffee. Wait a minute. Hold up. I started doing some research. Okay, how much does it cost me to buy the Starbucks coffee beans and then make the coffee at home? Just to buy the Starbucks coffee beans was $20. I bought the coffee beans about 2 months ago. I haven't spent no more money. So what am I saying? If you are a coffee person, I understand. It's not the healthiest for us, right? But go buy you a good coffee machine and make coffee at home. Go buy the Starbucks coffee. Go buy the coffee that you like, but do it at home. Now, when I was spending $1,700 a year, right, on coffee, I may spend, if the bag lasts me if the bag is lasting me 2 months, that's six. If I'm spending $20 times six, I'm only spending $120 a year on coffee. And to be honest with you, it tastes a little bit better to me. I want to thank my friends over at Yellowtail. Yellowtail is a good partner with us. And they asked Michelle, our show producer, you know, what is Anthony into? They want to give us a gift for partnering with them. And I just love them dearly. If you haven't heard anything about Yellowtail and their amazing stuff, we'll drop the information inside of the show notes. It is the best way to make some extra income from home, working less hours. And it will be full-time hours. But we'll drop the information in today's show notes so you can check them out as well, Yellowtail. But Yellowtail got with Michelle and said, hey, man, we love our partnership with you all. What is something that we can sow into you all for just thank you for helping us get some good qualified leads in to help change lives? And Michelle said, well, Anthony's really been into coffee lately. So they sent me a barista coffee machine for the building. And so now when people rent out the building, they can make real good coffee in the building. And so I'm buying coffee. I'm making sure we get all the right stuff because, again, I want to practice what I'm preaching, and I've come to love coffee, but I'm saving money. So not only are you saving money from ATM fees, you're saving money from coffee. Here's number three that a lot of us are wasting money on, and this is why I've honestly changed my personal things: unused gym memberships. Unused gym memberships are a waste of money. Canceling them can save you hundreds of dollars per year. Now watch this. I am not saying do not work out. What I am saying is if you know you're not going to work out, why are you paying for the membership? You're wasting money. Every time I go into the gym now, I really don't like going because I say this respectfully and humbly. Sometimes I recognize, and some people want to start talking about money and they want to come up and say, hey, man, I enjoy your content. And the gym is the place where I hate for you to come up and say hello to me at. No, I'm in there trying to work out. I'm in there trying to get healthy and keep my body looking good like you. Can I get 45 minutes to work out, bro? Can I get 45 minutes, sisters, to work out? You know, and it's like, and it used to bother me. So what I did is I built a gym, a full gym inside of my home. And as soon as I built it inside of my home, I canceled that membership. I think I was spending like $120 a month for my membership. And I was like, man, I just put, you know, close to, what's that, about $1,400, $1,500 back in my pocket. And I did. I spent a lot of money inside of my home gym. But check this out, you guys. If you are going to use it, don't cancel it. I don't want you to cancel it. But the average cost of a gym membership is around $60 per month. But many people are not using them regularly. Over 80% of people who have gym memberships don't use them consistently. They'll show up in January for the first 2 weeks, and then they're done by February. Then they'll show up right before summer months, thinking that if they work out 2 weeks before the summer months, they're going to get the bot of their life. Then let's not talk about the winter months. It drops. Nobody wants to get out and go inside, go out in the 20-degree weather to go into an 80-degree building to work out and to go back into it. Nobody wants to do that. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you don't care about your health. Here's what I am saying. If you know you're not going to go to the gym anytime soon, cancel the membership. Some of you all may be saying, well, Anthony, if I know I'm paying for it, I'll get up and go at least once a week. Nah, well, you need more motivation. You can use this money elsewhere. I do not want you wasting your money at all on this. Because here's the thing. You can walk for free. If you're just trying to lose weight, you can walk and do body exercises for free. Build your excitement to get back into the gym up before you go spend $60, $100, whatever you're going to spend on a gym membership. Number four is one that I speak about often, but I don't know if y'all be listening to me. Here's number four, unused subscriptions. Unused subscriptions drain your finances without providing any value. But canceling them frees up money for more important expenses or savings. Listen, the average American spends over $200 per month on subscription services. When I was reading this study, it said they use 50% of the subscriptions that they have every single month. And I can't remember the actual statistics on this one, but they said the majority of people would subscribe, for an example, to Disney Plus for this one series. No, here's a good example, because I did this. I subscribed to Peacock to watch the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So I subscribed for that season, but I've never used it again since then. So I cancel it. I do cancel it. Because I was realizing, I was like, wow, I'm spending, you know, $15 a month for Peacock, but I'm only really using it for 2 months. But the other 10 months of the year, I'm not using it. So I wasted that money. And y'all saying, but Anthony, it's only $15. No, you guys, it's $200. It should be only maybe $15, depending on the apps that I use. Right now, I only have Hulu and Netflix. I don't have Disney Plus. I don't have Max. I don't have none of that stuff. I only use Spotify. I don't have Spotify and Apple Music because I don't want to waste subscriptions. I used to have all these, used to be subscribed to all these in-app purchases, you know, to make your pictures better and to crop your pictures and to create these things. I canceled all that crap. I'm going to be honest with you all. I think it was last year. Yep, it was last year when I was doing my budget for the year. I did a synopsis of my money. Remember, I teach the EARN philosophy. E stands for evaluate your financial situation. And I did that. I evaluated my financial situation. And when I looked up my subscriptions, I was paying out about $340-something a month in subscriptions. They were apps that I subscribed to that I forgot that I subscribed to. I forgot that I subscribed to this one app to where it's a music app for the gym.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And so anytime you go in there, it's specifically made for the gym, to where you can pick a playlist and it gives you an hour full of music that's mixed in from a professional DJ. And I forgot that I had that, and I paid for it for a whole year. But every time I got into the gym, I just turned on to the Spotify and played my favorite music, and it just went through. But I forgot about that app. And I was like, dang, that app was $29.99 a month. Then I forgot I had another app that helps you out with your abs, teaching you what to do. I never use it because my trainer was, I'm like, wait, what in the world? So when I went onto the Apple app thing, see all the apps, I subscribed to a weather app that was giving me cloud information. I forgot I subscribed to an airplane app that tells me where flights are and if it's going to be delayed and how long it's going to be and what's going on. I was like, why do I have all these apps? Why am I subscribed to all this stuff? That's why I teach to earn. And to start off with evaluating your current financial situation. And evaluating is going back to see what you're spending your money on. Now I went from $340 down to where I'm down to about $110 a month on subscriptions that I actually use every single day for the most part. I use them every day. I use a music app, Spotify, while I'm traveling. I am a movie guy, and so I love Netflix and I love Hulu. I have another app for flights because I'm traveling a lot and I wanna know where is the flight, is the flight headed to me? So that way before I leave the house, if the flight hasn't left its destination, I know it's gonna be a delay. I do pay for a weather app because I travel a lot. And I think the best weather app out there is AccuWeather. Check that out, because it definitely gives you accurate weather information. And so for me, when I started realizing, okay, cool, now these apps are bringing value to my life, helping me bring clarity to my life, I don't need to clean up my face. If you don't like the way my face is looking right now, I don't need to make it perfect for you to like it on Instagram. I ain't got time for that crap. Mm-mm. I don't need to pay for that subscription. I don't know why y'all ladies pay for it. Why do you want to look fake? Let me be quiet. I'm sorry. Rewind. Let's move on. Number five. I don't want to disrespect nobody, because y'all ladies are like, oh, Anthony's just so rude. No, I'm about money. You're spending money to cover up who God made you to be. Who cares if you got a pimple in the middle of your forehead? You're human. It happens. We spend all this money to look better for who? For who? What you see on Instagram is what I want you to see in person if we meet. Here's number five. Let me be quiet, because I don't want to be rude. Bottled water. You see, bottled water is significantly more expensive than tap water. And the environmental impact of plastic waste is crazy right now. The average cost of a bottled water is around $1.50, probably a little bit more, but that's what studies are showing, right? Compared to less than a cent per gallon for tap water. You see, Americans spend about $31 billion on bottled water annually. Only about 9% of plastic waste is recycled globally, leading to pollution and harm to marine life. Are you tired of feeling stuck in a job that no longer excites you? Dreaming of a career that not only challenges you, but always rewards you handsomely? Let's turn that dream into reality with Yellowtail Tech. Even if the tech world seems out of reach due to a lack of background or degree, we've got you covered. In just 6 months, Yellowtail Tech can transform you from zero to tech hero. That's right, ensuring you're not just job ready, but in demand. What's our secret? A world-class education delivered by industry-certified professionals who are not just teachers, but leaders in their field. They bring real-world experience into the classroom, ensuring you learn not just the theory, but how it's applied in the tech world today. But we don't stop just there. With Yellowtail Tech, you'll earn certifications in cutting-edge technologies like AWS, making your resume stand out. Plus, our apprenticeship program gives you the hands-on experience employers are looking for, ensuring you're not just ready to enter the tech field, but excel in it. And here's the best part. Our dedicated job search coaching is designed to help you land a lucrative job fast. I want you to say goodbye to dead-end positions and hello to fulfilling, well-paid career in technology. Are you ready to make that leap? I want you to visit anthonyoneal.com/yellowtail to learn more about how Yellowtail Tech can help you achieve your career dreams. Don't wait to start building a future you're excited about. Your tech career begins right now. Visit anthonyoneal.com/yellowtail. I think some of us are just too bougie. We want bottled water. Every time I go into the restaurant, you want bottled, you want tap. Man, bring me tap. Bring me tap. Now, for my studio, we will have bottled water because we have guests coming in and out, right? And so I don't want guests to feel a little uncomfortable about pouring a gallon into a cup, right? And so bottled water makes sense for this. But for home, I don't really have any bottled water anymore. Now, since my team doesn't come by and I don't have that many guests, we use tap water. I have an amazing filter on my home. I have an amazing filter on my refrigerator. And I just use tap water. It's cheaper. It's saving me so much money. I think for the filter, I spend every 90 days, I spend $49 for a brand new filter. And then for the filter on my home, right, I have a filter on my home to help clean the water. That did cost me about $1,000 to put that filter on the house. And then they come out and they look at it at least once a year to see if we need to change it. But we can save so much more money if we get a good filter and if we just buy in gallons. Saves you so much more money. Consider that. Here's number six, brand name products, like brand name products. I'm talking about brand name medicine, brand name soap, brand name this, brand name that, you name it. You see, brand name products are often more expensive than a generic or store brand alternatives, despite offering the same quality, the exact same quality. Now I get there's certain brands that you want to stick with, and I totally understand. But like it comes with medicine, man, I asked my doctor up front, yo, is there an off brand that gives me the same ingredients, but I don't have to pay for the brand? He'll say, like, yes, absolutely. Love it. I am an off brand guy when it comes to products. I'm so off brand. So off brand. The only off brand I really don't mess with is the soap that I put on my body, right? But I'll do off-brand cologne sometimes. I'll do off-brand lotion sometimes. I'll do off-brand body odor. For an example, instead of me getting Aveeno lotion, I may get CVS lotion. It's the same material. It's the same ingredients. You see, brand name products can cost up to 50% more than generic alternatives for the exact same ingredients or materials. I can't tell you the last time I actually purchased on brand medicine. No. Even if the doctor prescribes this, when I go to CVS, who does all my stuff, or whenever I have to get it, it's not like I'm sick or anything like that. But when I have to get it, I ask them, hey, is there an off-brand cheaper route? Is there a way I can save more money? Instead of me getting you know, this on-brand situation from the grocery store, is there an off-brand grocery store? Let me tell you right now, over a year, switching to generic brands for everyday items like groceries and household goods can save hundreds or even thousands of dollars throughout the year. I'm not saying be cheap. What I am saying is do the research. If this is saying brand, you know what? Prime example. I remember back in the days, y'all may be too young for this, but all my older people, y'all remember this 25 cent soda machine day? Not soda machine day, but 25 cent sodas. Those were all off-brand stuff. You had off-brand Sprite, off-brand Coke, off-brand Orange. But they taste just as good. Every time before we went to the movies, we would go buy like four 25-cent sodas. One for me, my sister, my brother, my mom. Sometimes if she went with us, or my dad if he went with us. But we'll all stop by there. We'll go inside the dollar store. Instead of for spending, you know, $15 for the licorice inside the movie theater, we'll go inside the dollar store, get a whole bag of licorice for a dollar, right? So pretty much, for us to get candy, off-brand candy, that tastes just like the on-brand situation, my mom maybe spent maybe $10 on the food. When $10 inside the movie theater, $10 going inside the grocery store to get the on-brand popular candy would not even buy one. So I'm all for off-brand. I miss the 25-cent drink machine days. We can't, now you're spending $2.25 inside these machines. Which leads me to number 7, eating out. You gotta stop. Just yesterday, I asked my chef, because I just bought a new grill, because my grill is not working outside. It hasn't worked for about a year, and I miss grilling, and I started noticing that I'm eating out more because I actually prefer my meat when I cook to be done on the grill. So I invested into a new grill to go into my backyard, right? And so I said, hey, man, I really want to get back into grilling, but I really want to step up my game this time. And I was like, yo, I need a good cookbook. And he was like, yo, bro, just buy my cookbook. You like all my stuff, buy that. And there's so much more on there, healthy habits, juicing, etc., all that's right in there. And I was like, yo, what? Let me do this. I can't wait to get back to grilling. I can't wait to go buy chicken that may cost me $15, but it has 10 pieces in there. I throw it on the grill. Now I can eat that all week with different size, and it saves me money, because we all know, you guys, we're spending a lot. Here's the truth. Dining out frequently is expensive compared to cooking meals at home, compared to meal planning on Sundays and cooking for the rest of the week. And the cost adds up over a period of time. The average American household spends over $3,000 per year dining out. And that's just the average. People spending $1,000 a month eating out. You see, preparing meals at home can cost as little as 1/3 of what you spend eating out. I remember the year that I really was cooking. That was the first year I was in my house in here in the DMV. I was cooking every single week. I think on groceries, I spent on average about $70. $70 a month is what I was spending on groceries, because I was being strategic with it. And then I would spend about maybe $150 on eating out a month. And I hit $150 only when I was actually dating, like when I took someone out on a date. But for me, even when we were dating, she would come by the house and I would cook, because I actually enjoy cooking. I didn't spend nowhere near $1,200 on total food and eating out that year, because I just think it's healthier, it's better, and I just think the food tastes better when it's made at home. And I honestly like leftovers. Don't get it twisted. A good leftover piece of chicken that's had that time to have all that marinating and seasoning sitting there, oh, yes, that's good. That's good. And I think if we could really cut back on eating out, man, not only will we save money, but I think we'll eat better. The food will taste better. Is it just me? Or does food taste better when it's home cooked? Which leads me to number 8, which is the last thing, impulse buying. Listen, impulse purchases often lead to buyer's remorse and unnecessary spending. Sticking to a shopping list can help you avoid these expenses. Impulse buying goes back to purchasing a car, and I just talked about this a couple of weeks ago, like what's the best way of purchasing a car? Impulse buying could be you went into the mall to get the shirt, but then you came out with 10 other items and you didn't come back with the shirt that you originally went in there for. Impulse buying I believe, how do I say this respectfully? Impulse buying shows that you are not mature with your money. Because impulse buys account for about 40% of all consumer spending. So when we're buying things in consumer spending, it's not because we intentionally said we want that. 40% of it is, I want this, but I also came back with this, with two. I came in for this plant, but I really love how this plant was looking too. And so I just got both of them. And then you know what? For this plant, I really want a nice vase around it. So let me buy the vase. You know what? This requires some extra stuff. So let me get this. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Now I want that too. Oh my gosh, you got a sale on? Oh my gosh, I would never get this sale again. Let me get that too. That's impulse buying. On average, impulse shoppers spend about $5,400 annually more than they planned. We're spending more money than we put in our budget. We're spending more money than we actually accounted for. And you guys, that's not good. When I cut these 8 things from my spending, right? I didn't see tens of thousand dollars back inside of my account. No. But I did see about $2,000 to $3,000 back into my account that I can now invest, that I now can save, that I now can use on things that bring me value. These are 8 everyday things that you should stop buying. It's just 8, but there may be more. If you got more, if you're saying, Anthony, what about this one? Put it in the comments below. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. Give me one for an example. Here's one thing, Anthony, I need to stop buying. Maybe we all should stop buying. Convict me. We are a family. This is the E3 community. And I really, really, really want us to hold each other accountable. So put in the comments. Let me know if there's anything I should add to this list. Before you leave, do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the thumbs up button if you enjoyed today's show. Share this with a friend. Let's hit 1 million E3 community members by the end of this year. I think we could do it. It's going to be an aggressive goal. But hey, we're going to pray like it all depends on God. But then we're going to work like it all depends on us. It's your boy Anthony O'Neal. I'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.